Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Tuesday, November 22nd. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. A Superior Court judge says LA County did not give to aspiring social workers with a history of mental health struggles a fair shot at getting hired. The story from KPCC's Robert Garova.
The decision stems from a lawsuit filed last year, which alleges that two social work students were discriminated against when the County Department of Children and Family Services withdrew their internships based on a psychological evaluation. Stuart Seaborn is an attorney representing the two graduates of USC's Master of Social Work program. He says his clients have a history of significant trauma and PTSD, but that experience shouldn't bar them from helping others who may be going through similar hardships. In the mental health world, it's often referred to as peer support.
This is a real moment to recognize the value of peers. It's slow to change on the screening and application side, and we're hoping that this is one step in the right direction.
Seaborn says his clients hope to work with the county on its policy as they head back to the settlement table. Covering mental health, I'm Robert Garova.
The annual point-in-time count of unhoused Angelenos happens in January. It's carried out by the L.A. Homeless Services Authority, the independent group overseen by the City of L.A. and L.A. County. LASA, as it's known, has been sharply criticized by both the city and county for the way it's handled programs aimed at helping or housing the unhoused. Well, today, the L.A. City Council voted to look into having someone other than LASA do the point-in-time count. That 2022 count, the one that was out last month, showed a 4.1% increase in unhoused Angelenos since 2020. But the numbers are uneven across the city of LA, and the city council isn't sure money to house the unhoused is going where it should. And that leads us to this. LA voters have delivered a stern message to the next mayor of LA, Karen Bass. Find a solution to homelessness or lose your job. So says a Loyola Marymount University survey of 1,300 Angelenos who voted in the recent mayoral election. Political science professor Fernando Guerra heads up the University Center for the Study of LA. He oversaw the survey. He's also an emeritus member of the KPCC Board of Trustees. Guerra says voters backed a ballot measure to pay for housing and programs for LA's unhoused. And he says that's a clear message to Karen Bass.
We've given you all the resources. We are willing to do our part. We really need local government to step up, beginning with the mayor.
More than 60% of those who responded to the Loyola Marymount survey say they will support a recall if the new mayor doesn't do something to help end homelessness in L.A. Well, now to an idea that looks crazy, but maybe not. The LA City Council voted today to look into whether it's worth it to cover the 370-mile LA aqueduct with solar panels. Crazy, right? But think of it. You generate lots of carbon-free electricity, and you would keep some water intended for a thirsty LA from evaporating as it flows down the aqueduct from the Owens Valley. It's Councilman Mitch O'Farrell's idea. Now, he's leaving as a member of the City Council from the 13th District. He lost his re-election bid to Hugo Soto Martinez, but O'Farrell's solar panels over LA aqueduct idea will live on for now. The LA County Board of Supervisors today honored retiring supervisor Sheila Kuhl. She's leaving after two terms representing the 3rd District. That's the Western San Fernando Valley plus Santa Monica and Beverly Hills. Kuhl had represented most of that area for 14 years in the State Assembly and State Senate from 1994 to 2008. She was California's first openly gay state lawmaker, and Sheila Kuhl says that led to a surprising conversation in a restaurant with a man who said he hated all politicians.
They never do anything. They can't get anything done. They won't tell you the truth. They mislead you. I hate them all except for you. And I said, me? You know, why me? And he said, well, You've already told us the worst thing about yourself, meaning I had come out. Why would you lie about anything else?
Sheila Kuehl. She says the lesson is that if you tell the truth about who you are, you can earn a reputation for being honest and courageous. When Kuehl leaves office on December 5th, she will be succeeded by Lindsay Horvath. And as most of you know, Sheila Kuehl played Zelda Gilroy on the famed Dobie Gillis TV sitcom from 1959 to 1963. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.